Welcome back to Would You Rather. Would you rather?
Would you rather? We do have a special guest back in the studio again today. Maybe this can become a reoccurring thing. Welcome, Una Park.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's an honor to be back.
Is it an honor?
Uh-huh.
You killed it last time with Would You Rather. We were just like, we've got to bring her back in the studio and ask her the toughest questions. And I do have some good ones today.
Okay.
From the show. Would you rather from the show? Show-inspired content. The first one going all the way back to eccentric people. Would you rather work with people who are very even-keel, not too talkative, but they talk, but they're not too talkative.
Mm-hmm.
No drama, nothing, no good drama, no bad drama, just very kind of like even-keel.
Okay.
Basically, I just even-keel. Or very eccentric people who are quirky, very talkative, new ideas, but also a lot of idiosyncrasies.
Just weird habits that they have.
Yeah, so it's like you're in The Office, the show, The Office.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, you know, there's lots of new things being passed around. People say a lot of interesting things, but also there's so much like very peculiar habits that everyone has, routines that they do.
And it's only fun because it's a show. I mean, imagine if you were actually in it.
Right.
But it's very talkative, new ideas. People are, they'll give you feedback, they'll...
Sometimes it's too much feedback.
The other situation I'm talking about is kind of like,
that.
What did you guys see the news yesterday? And people are like, yeah. Do you think it's good or bad? We'll see. That's the kind of conversation you'd be having
at the
other place.
That's what friends are for, right? You don't really have to share that with people at the office, maybe.
All right, but you are spending 8 hours of your day there.
Ooh, yeah, 8 hours of eccentric people, though.
Yeah.
True.
I had this one coworker who had like nice clothes, and I'd be like, oh my God, that's such a cute shirt. And she'd just be like, yeah. She wouldn't say thanks. And she wouldn't be like, thanks, I got it from, you know, that store over there. She would just be like, yeah. And just look at me like, okay.
Well, that's supposed to be a compliment.
Well,
yeah.
Goodbye.
You should just do the other half of her conversation for her. Oh, that's a nice shirt. Yeah. And you'd be like, also, I'm wearing a nice shirt too.
I just wanted to compliment you to hear some compliments. I got one. Okay. Would you rather, this is specifically for you.
Okay.
Would you rather do the weather and traffic report without a script or be late to work?
Oh, I'd do it without a script.
Oh, yeah?
Right. Because at this point, I'm able to kind of...
Figure it out.
Right. Like, I'm able to kind of report without having to write a script. I mean, it is my safe blanket to have one. But then I'd definitely go without one instead of being late.
What if you didn't have your computer in front of you?
You know, that actually happened to me once.
Really? So you just made
it up? In my dreams.
Oh.
I was terrified. I was so terrified.
Oh.
My computer screen completely went blank in my dream. And I freaked out because it was about 2 years ago when that happened in my dreams. And ever since then, I always have a backup. I have my charger with me all the time just to make sure that I don't have to go through that.
Nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Panita?
What I had to do?
Show up late to the show or no script?
Why am I
no
late?
Preparation?
Is it because I was on vacation?
Whatever. You overslept. Let's say you overslept. That's probably a more practical one.
No, yeah. I think I'd rather be here. I have to be here.
Right.
It's the worst not being able to show up to work, especially in this type of job.
But what if you show up, but you show up just a little bit late? So you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, it's 5 a.m.
But I'd miss
you wake up to me doing the intro of the show and then you rush in and you're kind of like, oh, I'm here. You know.
I'd rather not have a script prepared. Oh, that'd be the worst.
Right.
Would you rather be late?
Well, I mean, at least you come in and have a script.
That's true. And you'd be prepared.
You have something in front of you. Because it's also, it's not fun to be on air and you're kind of like...
Nothing to talk about.
People know that I'm just saying the first thing that comes to my mind.
Right.
Okay, I got one more.
Last one.
From our Tokic question today. Would you rather eat a piece of apple that a stranger has bitten off for you?
Okay.
Or eat a piece of apple that you find on the ground, but it's still fresh looking, but you just don't know where it came from. It's just randomly on the ground.
But it's a fresh piece of apple.
It's a piece. Yeah, a piece of apple.
Oh.
It's kind of just on the ground. You're kind of like, did someone just drop this or not? Would you rather eat it off the ground or have a stranger be like, here, have a piece of apple?
Stranger.
No. Oh, stranger. Okay.
The visual doesn't help.
No.
Stranger, totally.
No, off the ground.
Off the ground?
Right. At least I could kind of maybe scrape off the, I don't know, the outer part, or maybe wash it.
The germs
on
to,
the water.
I'd have to see the stranger first.
Ooh,
and then maybe like he bit the apple, I'm like, nope, ground.
Yeah. The well, visual tea that you did, I can't.
That's the end of our show. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you have some clean apples to eat as well. Here for our very last song is Dua Lipa, Be The One. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hope we woke you up.
I see the moon. I see the moon. Oh, when you're looking at the sun.